any type of message out there, I'm on here.
Love Talk Radio.
How you doing tonight, Dawn?
Hello, how are you?
Great, thank you. How was your day, most importantly?
It was good. It was busy. Just came back from dinner with some friends, came back to the office, and now I am here to do the show. Yay!
Yay! Yay! So did you have anything yummy to eat?
I did. We went to, you ever hear of Chocolate by the Bald Man, Max Brenner?
No.
Oh, it's so good. They have food, they have chocolate pizza, they have fondue. You name it, they make it. They make hot chocolate frozen sundaes that are so good. Oh, my God. If you're a chocolate if you love chocolate, you will love this place.
I love chocolate.
It's fun. Yeah. Well, then you
especially
have to go.
Especially around that time. I love chocolate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So me and my three friends were like, we'll take one of each, please.
Exactly. Like everything on the menu, all for me. And then
it
tell
was
them
yummy.
That you. No, that's beautiful. And I'm glad you enjoy yourself. And I have to write down that name of that again because I definitely need to check that out. But today
you definitely have to go. There's one by Union Square location, right by Broadway, right across from the movie theater, yeah.
Oh, I'm writing this down as we speak. I'm not even kidding.
It's yum. It's really good.
It really is. Before we jump into Back to the Basics, we just want to thank everybody for tuning in to Back to the Basics with Dawn DePhillips and her co-host, Miss P. But I just wanted to, you know, this is the first time on air since the tragedy in Connecticut. So I just want to say that our hearts go out to the families, of course, to that tragedy.
Yes, it was horrible. And our thoughts and prayers are with everyone there.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I don't want to dwell too much on that because I don't want it to be a sad show. But it's definitely, definitely had to take the time to put that out there. And to let you guys know that I reached out to some of the people that actually were there. So hopefully we can possibly get them on and, you know, talk to them and they could share a little insight with us and figure out a way if we, so if we can have to donate or whatever it is that we have to do to, like, give back to those families in some small way, you know, we'll be able to do so. So hopefully I'll hear back from them soon. But moving right along, because, you know, I don't want to get into sad mode, like I said, we're going to be talking about holiday basics. So, Dawn, take it away.
Well, basically, what I was thinking for this segment is, you know, a lot of people are just, like, cutting back a little. The economy, a lot of companies did not have holiday parties. They're not giving bonuses. So you kind of have to be a little creative, you know, when it comes to some people are being really creative with their children when it comes to the holidays. So, you know, those extra purchases, like, they add up. And just think about what you spend on wrapping paper, greeting cards, even the table decorations. So if you have, one of the ideas that I was thinking of, if you have kids, they can create the holiday cards on the computer or scanning photos. They can you can email them to family and friends to save money on stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Or for the little kids, you can really get creative and take, like, you know, those brown grocery bags.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they can draw on them or use, like, cookie cutters, you know, with, like, paint and make little decorations and make wrapping paper. So that was one thing I thought of. Like, that kind of was, you know, that kind of brought me back because I remember, you know, doing fun stuff like that, like making cards for Santa and family and friends when I was little.
Yeah, well, you and definitely now they have... took me back, not to cut you off, but the whole brown paper thing in terms of, like, I used to wrap my books in school because my mother wouldn't buy the covers. So she used to get brown paper bag and have us cut them out. And I don't know how many of you guys out there have done this and covered your textbook in school with the brown paper bag. And I used to decorate it.
Yes.
So no one can really know it's a bag.
Exactly. No, it's true, but it was really creative. I mean, some people, we used to do that. And some kids used to have really, they were pretty creative with some of the artwork that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And but I laugh, the brown paper bag, that's that brings back memories. But now they say, like my nephews, they're 4 and 8, they have a lot of holiday stickers. So even if you go into a Hallmark, you'll see Santa or like any kind of Christmas theme. They even have like superhero stickers, and sometimes it's just really fun just to play with them. Because you get these books or these, they have these books with stickers. There's like 200 stickers in them. So you can, they can even decorate stuff like that. You know, and the little things keep them occupied.
Absolutely.
And it makes them feel good, right? It makes them feel like they did something.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing about the holidays is emphasizing time together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, it's nice, obviously, to get gifts. But, you know, family time together, whether it's going to, like, a skating rink or the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could do, like, pumpkin picking, apple picking.
Oh, yes. If anyone is doing that anytime soon, please invite if you're in New York.
I know.
Because I definitely want to go.
When's the last time you went apple picking? Have you ever?
I've never been apple picking. I want to go. Someone take me.
Yes. We'll do like a Miss P field trip.
Yes, please. You know, I want to be part of the family. I'll act like the pet. It's fine. I just want to go.
You'll act like the pet. And then even with, you can even teach your kids like, you know, fishing or baking, you know, knitting. You know, a lot of people, like, you know, just like a football game, just going out and playing sports. You know, and you're back, you're spending time together, like however you choose to do it. But I think being together brings, you know, like great memories. You know,
definitely.
It's something that, like, you know, that new toy or that new electronic thing will soon be forgotten. But the family time, the memories that you spend with the people that you love are really, you know, something to cherish.
That's definitely a good point. And also, it just popped in my head, and that may be one of the things on your list to tell people about tonight. Cookie making is good, like gifts, cookies.
Yes.
You know, I don't bake anymore, but definitely those were some of the things that we used to make, like little sugar cookies from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to give the neighbors like 3 to 4 cookies a piece in like little you know, cellophane bags with the little 99-cent decorative stuff on it, and they were happy.
Exactly. I still have friends, you know, that make nice, like a big batch of cookies, and they get those really great tins. You can go into any big, like, you know, warehouse store, and you get like those really nice tins, and you just dress it up, and people love it. Anything homemade is good.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what we should do. We'll bake some cookies and send them out.
Yeah, well, make sure that, you know, they're fat-free. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to eat like a pig into the...
That's another thing. That's what the holidays are about, to enjoy, right? To eat, drink, and be merry.
Mm-hmm. And drink.
And then... and then go to the gym the next day.
Right.
January
That'd be your New Year's resolution. Like, I'm going to lose 15 pounds, and we start for the first 2 weeks, and then you fall off the map again, like Miss P. So, yeah.
Well, they say all the gym memberships, you know, everyone signs up for the beginning of the year. They go, like, the first few weeks, and then and then they drop out. But I think we all have good intentions. But the holidays are just too fun to enjoy. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
But I think spending time together, and if you have children, or even not, I mean, you could be creative with, you know, your gift wrapping and making things, you know, getting the stickers or making your own card or sending e-cards to save on stamps. A lot of people are doing that. Did you get any e-cards this year? I got about five. Mostly from businesses,
not.
But... No? Okay. Mostly businesses will send them, but I did get a few from friends. You know, they do like the family picture, and they send it out through email,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. Another good tip that I found was to go to thrift stores. Now, have you ever gone to a thrift store?
I love thrift stores.
Yep. So do I. They're actually a lot of fun. You find great vintage stuff. You know, some of these places, the dollar stores, garage sales, even book sales at the library, thrift stores, discount stores, just shopping around, you can really find a great sale. And, you know, that perfect item or stocking stuffer at a great reduced price.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to think about, too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So these are really some good ideas because, seriously, I have not even been thinking of anything creative.
No,
seriously. You know, one time I made my brother, because I like to recycle denim and leather. So I know how to make, like, pocketbooks, leather and denim bags and all of this stuff. Like,
nice.
Crazy baskets out of the denim and leather. Like, any pillows, you know, take the baby's onesies. And for memorabilia type thing, you know, you take all of the little onesies and take, like, dad or mom's jeans or something and merge it together and make pillows and stuff. So that was, like, my little gig for a little bit. And
that's a great idea.
I came up with this concept to make him a denim birthday card. And he still has that card from, like, 2000.
Wow.
So it never...
How old were you when you made that?
Like, 25. Oh, am I telling my age? I said 2000. God, Jesus, can we bloop that part out?
I thought you said five.
Five years old. That's what happened. And, you know, the reason why I'm stressing that is because that's something that lasts a long time because, as we know, denim has a lot of wear and tear, and so does leather. So, you know, any type of material type of things that you guys can put together, too, as little, like, I don't know. Maybe cards? No, you know, Christmas cards with denim, make little Christmas trees or something. Those are things that you could probably use next year, too, if you come up with something crafty.
That's a great idea. That's really good. I'm impressed. I am impressed.
Me
See,
too.
I can't sew. So that would not be coming from me.
No, I can't
My
either.
Jean,
I never, ever learned how to use a sewing machine, but I can do everything by hand.
That's great. That's really good. I'm impressed.
I'm weird.
Did you take pictures of it?
Yeah, I have tons and tons of pictures. I have celebrities with my bag, so I'm definitely, like, good with the, hand and the coordination with that. I don't know how I've done it, but, yeah.
That's amazing. You should definitely post it on Twitter then. Show your pictures, maybe. Hey, people may want to buy some for the holidays.
Yeah, but that's too soon. It's too soon. Check me out next year.
When you'll have your little elf doing mass production.
Yes, if you must have a little elf. So I'm sorry, Dawn. What else do we have?
No, it's okay. I think that's great about making that. You know, it's funny. I read this article where it was like a New York Times article said that the executives over at Google, Apple, and eBay were sending their kids to a school that had no computer in sight. Apparently, they subscribed to a philosophy focused on physical activity and learning through creative hand-on task, something they've been doing for more than over 100 years with great success.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually thought that was interesting because sometimes, you know, toys that, you know, a kid just sits and plays, you know, like we were talking at, like, I think the first segment, like Jax and, you know, even if you give them those big things, those big chunks of chalk, and they go mm-hmm. outside and you just let them be creative on like a blank canvas, you know, to let their imagination run wild sometimes I think is the best, you know, the best way to teach them, you know, different skills without like, you know, sitting in front of a screen and, you know, getting caught up in those video games and stuff. And they're so expensive. Those games are really expensive, too.
Oh, my goodness. Almost $100. I remember when they were $19.99.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Am I telling my age then, too? But, yeah, $19.99 in terms of my son, because, you know, a lot of people are just learning that when I say son, that they literally don't believe that I have an actual child that I birthed, but I do. And I remember buying those games.
I didn't know you had a son.
Yes. A lot of people are saying that. Like, I have a son, guys. Like, I have a son. I actually gave birth once in my life and never again. Just wanted to put that out there.
How old is he?
If I tell you his age, is like telling my age. It's so sad. But let's say that he's almost a grown man. Let's just say that.
Okay.
And not in the literal sense of being smart. You know, not in a literal sense. Well, I'll just say, my son is 19. So, basically, yeah, his first little games and stuff were like $19.99, and now they're like almost $100.
It's true.
So we don't
do
those anymore.
No, you can't, because it adds up. And if you have more than one child, you know, it really does add up. Mm-hmm. But I know that a lot of, you know, parents are facing, like, their biggest concern is how to – they don't really don't want to cut back, but they want to cut down on the spending that they do. So, you know, I think it's all about timing. You know, you need to prep your kids for like a back to the basics holiday, you know. So this way they know it's not like a last minute announcement, but, you know, this way they're prepared, and you just let them know that, you know, Santa will come, but with gifts that that he picked out for them, depending on their age, because, you know, a lot of them just look at you. I just went to holiday party with my nephews, and one of them is 8, and he's looking at Santa, and he's looking at me, and he's like, since when does Santa wear fireman's boots? I'm like, yeah.
Stop. Don't make me crack up right now. I'm serious.
Yeah. So I'm just like, he's like, Antoine, is that really? He's like, really? He's like, when does Santa wear fireman's boots? We're in a firehouse. Like, I was just like, well, yeah, he had no shoes and they. And he just like gives me this look and he's like, nice try.
Right. Exactly. Like, okay, auntie, whatever.
Yeah, they're pretty smart, you know.
Definitely.
But it really has come down to, I mean, have you seen some of the lists that these kids make? It's amazing. But with everything that has between the hurricane and the horrible incident in Connecticut, you know, I think people are just reaching out and helping each other, and hopefully you know, there'll be a lot more love and people giving things that people need this year, which
Absolutely.
May even be a hug, and a hug is free, you
Absolutely.
Know, or just kind words, or just, you know, just a neighbor coming over just to check on you and just, you know, listening to, you know, something that you just need to get off your chest. So stuff like that, I mean, that's all free.
Yes.
And, yeah. I mean, you know, spending time to me instead of spending your dime is always, you know, a way to enjoy the holidays. Because, you know, it's hard for some people.
Absolutely. I agree 110%. And I think that in some small fraction, even though this has been going on since the beginning of time from what I hear, that if we all just kind of, like, marginalize what our children need in terms of necessity and
yes.
not just be to keep them quiet or to pamper them or whatever, a lot of the children these days will be more focused on their education, because I know, and I know you know too, Dawn, that the things that they have out now, especially for children, weren't, you know, we wasn't accessible to these things. And even if they
right.
was out, there was no way we had them. We would dream of them, beg for them, but never have them literally. It would always be that snobby kid or whatever that mom just wanted to pamper him or her who had the most when I was growing up. But my mom used to tell us, what do you need that for? Do you have a job? Do you have a bill? Like, just, and I used to say, oh, my God, I can't take my mother. But if you really look back at all those things that people, your parents have said to you, it all makes sense because having a child the age that I had the child, you know, I raised him kind of materialistic because I just wanted to show and prove that I could raise a child at the age that I had him, you know. So I was just like, no one's going to stop me. I'm going to give him all the best stuff. But that wasn't even the right way of approaching it. Because had I known, like, the world was going to be so drastically changed with technology and the value of, like, togetherness and the little things like sitting in a kitchen and, you know, licking a bowl from the cake mix wouldn't even exist anymore, I would have done things differently. So sometimes you have to take parent and kind of, like, you know, say, hey, you know, I don't need to give my kid this. Did you deserve it? Did they get an A? Did they work for this? Did they clean a room? How many times you had to tell your kid to put that away? And then you just give them stuff. So, yeah, you definitely need to think about those things. And, you know, then the kid goes to school and then will tease the other kid that don't have it.
Yeah.
And make
That's
them,
hard.
You know. Yeah, yeah. It's
children
it's
can a, be, you
mm-hmm.
know, children can be cruel.
Fine line.
And yeah, and if you don't have something and another kid does, they can make fun of you. But sometimes you have to teach your children the value of of actually working for it and earning it. You know, I mean, when we moved from Brooklyn to Long Island, it was a big culture shock. I was about 9 years old, and I remember them asking me, so what does your daddy do? What kind of car does he drive? And I was like, how does that make me a person? And my mom was not going out buying me expensive. We just moved to a new house. Like, she was not going to splurge on clothes. And my dad, and I used to get angry. You know, you look back and my parents worked so hard. And my parents worked so hard. Your parents worked so hard. And sometimes you would get, like you said, angry at them. Like, why don't we have this? And one day my dad just said to me, you know what? I go to sleep. I can sleep at night. And God forbid I get sick, your mom will have money to take care of you kids. The bank does not own us. You know, and it's true. And all these people were living off their credit cards, and they were flashy and spendy. But I will tell you, I mean, I thank my parents now. But when you're younger, you don't understand it because you want what everyone else has. And it's just, you know, you really don't know the value of it yet. And I mean, you weren't, you know, and you were just giving your son what you just, you know, you just loved him and you just wanted him to have everything that every other kid had, right?
Absolutely. Or more, you know,
yeah,
but I thank God.
You know, that's the love of a parent.
Yeah, but I think that the love, the way it's love, but it's just the reasons behind the love, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like your intent behind it. Like, I'm giving you this for selfish reasons to prove a point to whom? When anything else that's less expensive is still providing as a parent.
Exactly.
It doesn't make it less of an effort on my part. It's just that I was striving for the wrong intention, which makes the kid strive for the wrong intention and not.
Right, because that's what you're teaching him or showing him because they don't really understand.
Exactly. But if that's
and
what you're instilling, that's what they pick up.
Exactly. No, it's true. I think we all want better than what we had. You know, I mean, I'm guilty of it being an aunt to my brother's sons and a godmother. I work hard for them, but, you know, you want them to have a better life. And sometimes, you can cross the line with, oh, well, I'll just buy them this and get them this, when you're really not teaching them anything. And that's why I love, like, the segment that we do, Back to Basics, because, you know, like, it can be fun, like, going to a thrift store. Like, say you have a daughter and she's into clothes. I mean, you can teach her about, like, there's great vintage. A lot of my friends that are stylists find the greatest thing in thrift stores. You know, and they style people that are famous and are in magazines. And, like, my friend will laugh and be like, you see this jacket? Like, I got this for $10 at a thrift store. You know, and so-and-so who's on the cover of, like, every magazine is wearing it, and it's, like, the new trend. So, you know, you can make it fun with your kids, you know, like, going around and, like, trying to find, like, great sale items. And I love, I mean, I don't know about anyone else, but I love a dollar store.
Yes, I think we all do. Whether they want to admit it or not, they all do.
I love those 99-cent stores. I just I have a ball in them.
I'm telling
and
you.
Like, yeah, they're fun.
What's better?
Yeah, I know you walk out of there $20 later, but you get 20 things.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is a lot.
You exactly.
know, and like the handmade stuff instead of buying it in the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, sometimes I feel like cutting back, you know, could be like mm-hmm. a blessing in disguise because it helps your kids understand the true, or it helps your family. You know, they understand the true meaning of holidays and bring back the real magic. And that's, you know, spending time together and, you know, like learning things. Like, I used to bake cookies with my mom and cupcakes. I mean, you know, again, great memories that, you know, that are priceless and didn't cost anything.
Yes, absolutely. And another thing, a good point about the 99-cent stores Dawn has, you know, showed us, is that they have some great gifts. They have all type of theme stuff. Stuff that you would normally pay probably like $10 for, they have it for like $3, $4, whatever. It may be a couple of more dollars than the actual dollar, but it's still a discounted rate. I've seen them sell Halloween costumes and masks and stuff like that in there, or kind of like name brand products for like half of what you would go to the supermarket or wherever, or Duane Reade or something to purchase it for more. So they definitely
exactly.
have good items in there.
They
so
do.
There's a lot of gift items in there. You could probably spend like $50 and get like everybody you know something cute out of
yeah.
there, to be honest.
Yeah. They have, I love those stores. They have the Jack's 99-cent store in Manhattan.
oh my God, I love Jack's on 34th Street. I remember when they first opened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, I love that store. Dawn, you're the best.
The
you
Jack's,
are the right
I mean,
person
they even
for this
have,
segment.
They even have security. I was going to Penn Station on Sunday morning, and I pass by Jack's, and I'm looking at my watch like, I know I don't have enough time, but I see like two security guards by the door. And I was laughing, going, wow, yeah, it's the holidays, and people, I guess, look to even, you know, steal from stores like that. But they have the best little deals, the best buys. I found this little store down by, I call it Curry Hill, down by Murray Hill. And it's a little Indian store. And you go in, and they have these great, they're like these beautiful made ceramic, it's like a bowl on top, and then underneath is open, and you put a candle, you put like a little tea candle in it, and you light it, and then you put oil in the bowl. So, mm-hmm. and they have really nice scents from, you know, vanilla to rose to musk, they are so cheap. I think with the oil, the candle, I mean, maybe it came out to like $5 or $6. And that's like a cute little gift for someone if you just have to get like, you know, say someone in the office. You're not exchanging, but you just mm-hmm. want to give them a little something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone loves candles. They make your apartment smell nice with the oils.
Right.
So, I mean, that, you know, you go into these little neighborhoods that are, have like specific foods, and you find like Indian or Spanish or Korean. They have a little Korean town. You can go to Chinatown, all those places. You walk in those places, and it's amazing things that you find from their culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, candles or just jewelry or something that's really unique, and they're inexpensive, and it's a really cute little gift.
Right. Exactly. It really is. And I actually got a cute candle today from the discount store. And it smells like cinnamon sticks, and I love it. Thank
Ooh.
You, Carmen Salcedo. Thank you. Yeah, she brought that in for work today.
Aww.
And I thought it was nice because due to the, you know, the hurricane and everyone just getting back to work and some people still not back to work in the Wall Street area, I thought it was really, really thoughtful and sweet that she still
yeah.
considered to pick up anything. Because she didn't really have to. No one ever really has to, despite anything. But just the thought that she just came in and was like, here you go, and had it all wrapped on nice with her little, you seen us her little bag, the little Santa Claus stickers that says to and from. And I'm like, you know, it meant so much, this candle. So now I don't even know if I want to burn it. It smells good enough to eat. And I know it was a discounted candle, and it's okay because it burns and it lights up the house, and it just illuminates me either way. But it's just a great, great thought because of the sentiment behind it.
Yes. Well, that's the whole point. Sometimes just giving a little something just to say thank you is really nice. And it doesn't have to be anything big and expensive. You know, sometimes, like we mentioned before, the cookies. You know, sometimes someone knowing that they made something and they spent the time to bake something or cook something for you, to me, is just such a nice, you know, there was a lot of thought and love put into that.
Right, exactly.
So those are the things that count.
Yes, it definitely is.
It is, you know, because we all grown up to believe that, you know, the big fat guy in the North Pole can grant any wish, you know, he has magic giving powers. But, you know, that was all created by all the toy makers and all the crazy people out there that wanted the parents or us to buy more and more, you know, and it caused the holidays to become like a consumer buying frenzy.
Right.
I mean, look at those when they have those days that, what is it, like Kmart or something opens at 5 a.m. I mean, people are killed. People are like running in.
People are literally
killed. Like stampeded on, you know, like I think someone had to go to the hospital. You see like people ripping stuff out of old people's hands, you know.
Right.
Because it's the last one. I mean, they make you crazy because you feel like you have to get it. You have to have it. My son needs that Ninja. Well, he doesn't need it. His life will go on, you know.
Right.
He won't die. It's not going to enhance his life, you know, or save his life. But, you know, they make it like a consumer buying frenzy. And that's sometimes what it turns into. But I think if you just take a step back and just realize that, you know, because really the little extra purchases here and there, they all add up.
Right, exactly.
You know, and again, like there are ways to save money, like making your own gift cards, wrapping paper, you know, table decorations, getting, you know, your kids or your family involved to helping you make them instead.
Right. It's true.
So, yeah. And I think that's fun for them, you know. My, I have a friend that has three kids, and she used to always take, like, those cookie cutters.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets them from, like, the dollar store, and they have, like, you know, all different. They have Disney figures. They have Santa. I mean, they have everything, and they, you know, they sit there and they use them too. She gives them the little paint and little markers, and they just make, and it's really, and they have so much fun, and it keeps them quiet for hours. She has a glass of wine, and she's like, okay, like they're good for an hour or two. I get my sanity back. So it's all good.
Yes, absolutely. So it's definitely like those are all good things. All good things. And sometimes
they
people,
are.
If you have, like, hand-me-downs, too, not to be funny, but sometimes, you know, to the people that are not as fortunate to have as much, it's like a Christmas present to them. It's like giving them, like, life, so to speak.
Because
I know when I used to get things handed down to me, you know, which was like a rarity because my cousins were all, like, you know, hating me. They'd rather bust out of it, bust the buttons off than to hand it down to me. But it's okay. For the things that got past them and to me, I appreciated them because I was just like, wow, I really like that dress. And then actually my cousin grow out of it and be able to get that dress was, like, a big thing for me. So sometimes, you know, little things do matter in terms of handing stuff down to people that's less fortunate. And what are we going to do with these things that we know we got too fat for, too skinny for, don't even wear them? What are we holding on to them for when someone else can use them and that could be their Christmas? You never know if you're making Christmas for them that day.
Exactly. Like sometimes you just have to realize I'm just never going to be a size 2 again. Okay.
Exactly. Like 15 years later, you know, you're still eating Haagen-Dazs.
You know.
It's not going to happen. So we have a
like
quote
on
the line.
Like those jeans I wore when I was 15.
From high school, before I was married and had three kids. So we're gonna take a call at 347. You're on the line with Dawn DePhillips and Miss P. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, hi, Miss B. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Hi.
Hi, this is Ray here. How are you guys doing?
Good, and yourself?
Hey, Ray. How are you? Happy holidays.
I'm fine. I'm enjoying. Oh, yeah, to you, too. I'm enjoying. I'm driving around in Jersey, so just felt like hearing your show. And
hey,
what I wanted to know, that what, in your view, Miss Dawn, is the top five Christmas gifts, you know, which anyone can give to anyone?
Oh, the top five. I would say, besides, oh, I can't say it on the air. Okay. No, you know what? I think just...
Well, I think that's why we have this show after, you know,
after night.
It's a really nice
show, good old striptease now.
Okay, exactly.
I basically wanted to know what are your top five naughty gifts, but that's fine. You know, we can generalize.
Oh, the top. No, I think the top five gifts are just, you know, again, the homemade gifts, like whether it's cookies or like a home cooked meal. You know, spending time with someone. Sometimes, like, volunteering with a friend is a great gift to do. You know, you do with each other, and you're giving to someone, and that's and it also makes you feel good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, the new Chanel perfume that came out would not hurt, but no. just, you know, I don't know. You have anything in mind, Ray? I don't know.
Yeah. Tell us, Ray, what would you give away as the top five gifts?
So I'm kind of confused. So that's why, you know, I felt like, you know, picking up on Dawn's brain. But I guess...
Well, who are they for? Like, who are, do you have children? Or are you looking to give to that special someone?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking to send a gift to Lady Gaga.
To Lady Gaga.
And she has just came out with her, you know, own brand of perfumes. But I just wanted to give her something different. So maybe you can recommend me a brand name.
You know, the woman has come out in a dress made of meat. She has she has every costume. I don't know, you know. I don't know. She just may like something simple, like a tin of homemade cookies. What about that?
Yeah, that maybe. Yeah, that can work because she can put anything on herself. So maybe
she can.
That.
Maybe she can wear the sugar cookies as like a skirt or something.
Yeah, or a wig. You know, she's good with those, and a hat or a hat. It could be a hat.
Exactly, but it all depends. I mean, depending if you know the person and you know what they like. You know, you just kind of go with it from there. If you know that if it's a woman and they love jewelry, there's some great, you know, Forever 21 has some great jewelry that's not expensive, like, you know, fashion stuff, bracelets and rings. And if they love perfume or makeup, there's Sephora. Sephora around the holidays has really great makeup and, like, perfume gift sets.
Do they?
Yeah, that's a nice idea.
Yeah, and also, like, if you know someone that likes, you know, I know people that drink, they go to Dunkin' Donuts every morning, so sometimes, like, you know, a gift card from Dunkin' Donuts, and, you know, they can get at least 5 cups of coffee, like, you know, their whole week of coffee free with breakfast or something.
I get that every year from Dr. Chase.
Yeah. Oh, gee.
$25
but
gift card.
Nice. Right, it comes in handy. Or like
definitely.
If you're an iTunes person, a lot of people love music, so they, you know, they get the iTunes card. That, you know, it all depends on what they're into. I had a friend that loved to. They were really creative, so I found like an art class for them, and it was not expensive. I think it was, I forget how much it was, but it was not expensive, and it was just like one art class that they took. And it kind of got them to get into their, you know, get
passion?
Into their creative side. Yeah.
Mhm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, Dawn. It really is. Like a gift card to something that, you know, the person really enjoys doing but don't really get the opportunity to partake in it often.
Yeah.
It's
but my friend was amazing.
Idea.
It was like, I mean, I would see what things that they would paint. And I would always say, why don't you do this? And I think a lot of people hold back. because of little insecurities. As Dr. Sue would say, the squirrels in their head. Mm-hmm. You know, because you feel, oh, I'm not good enough. If I go to the class, maybe, you know, I'm going to suck, or there'll be people that are better than me. But, you know, you can just go at Sephora. Like, people love makeup. Say they want to be a makeup artist, or they're thinking of it. You know, there's, like, classes that they can sit on.
Mm-hmm.
To do makeup, to style hair, to paint. So, yeah, find out what they really like. And sometimes you can find stuff like that.
Even on Groupon, they have good deals sometimes of different things. Massages and things like that that people don't get the opportunity to really partake in as well. They sometimes
exactly.
have massages, hour massages for $29.
Yeah, which is great. And especially for, like, working. You know, I have some friends that are moms and they're working and they just had a baby. And, like, the last time that they did their nails or did something for themselves was a while ago. So for them to have, like, you know, maybe a little pampering
mm-hmm.
is a really nice gift for them.
Absolutely. What do you think about that, Ray?
So I think it's
Should we give you some good ideas?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I will be interested in terms of gifting myself with a session of massage for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll be expecting those gift cards.
Right.
You could send them to Miss P.
I'm ready.
All right. Miss P, do leave your address at the end of the call, I will request.
Yes, definitely, I will do that. And Ray, thank you so much for dialing in.
Thank you, Ray. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. You too, okay. Don.
Aw, he's sweet.
Yes, Ray likes to listen to our show. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he definitely is. I like Ray. Thanks, Ray.
And you know,
mm-hmm.
And that Groupon thing, you know, I'm going to check out Groupon. A lot of people say that you can save a lot of money.
You can, because what it is a bunch of businesses that throw themselves up there for discounted rate, and you go into contract with them, and they, you know, you're trying to bring business to your whatever, and they'll have it, like Dunkin' Donuts, they'll have, like, guest shades, they'll, you know, but they have limited amounts. So if you're looking for, like, name brand, like, stuff, they'll have, like, all this real name brand stuff, but you have limited of each thing. But people that are
right.
Groupon junkies, they be on it buying two and three. So sometimes they only allow you, like, a package of two, up to two per person. But
wow,
what
okay.
I've been finding out from people is that they've been using different credit cards.
Oh.
You know, to gather more because, you know, one lady said she bought four massages, but with two different credit cards because they let you two per person. Two per person. So she went back in with another credit card, and that's when she was able to create another account and get two more. So people
wow,
are finding savvy ways, and those expiration dates on some of them be within a year's time. So sometimes, depending on what it is, you can, if you don't want to get it right away, you can have those things for later dates. They
okay.
have wine tastings. They have, like, restaurant deals for all type of Indian cuisine, whatever it is that it is. They send you, like, daily updates every day on the new things that they have going on. And I constantly get flooded with Groupon stuff because I don't know what possessed me to sign up, just the curiosity, I guess. But now it's just, like, if you're not into, like, a whole bunch of emails and you really just don't care about every single thing, yeah. Be careful when you check in those boxes, like, what are you interested in? Because I'm telling you, you get bombarded with emails from Groupon.
That is funny. Now,
something.
Is there a charge? Is there a charge
no,
to sign
up? No, it's a free sign-up charge. But whatever you purchase, you definitely, yeah, whatever prices they are. But sometimes they even have, like, chiropractic care. You can get, because
oh, wow.
Dr. Wolf did it. She actually signed up for a thing, and, you know, it's up to, it's like $29. So you get the complimentary,
okay.
so not complimentary, but you get the consults, you get the x-rays, and you get the consult and x-rays and a massage for an hour. But if you want treatment, it's a separate fee. So for all those
okay.
that don't know, normally I'm not going to say how much it normally will cost because everybody's situation is different. But in terms
right.
of, you know, doctor's visits, we all know that they're not cheap. So to go
right.
on Groupon and find, like, dentists, which dentists are putting their practices out there for whatever, for free cleanings and whatever, whatever. Some of them are scams because they're just trying to lure you in. So you have to be conscientious of some of the things
yeah.
that people are trying to finagle you into. But for the most part, you know, you can get some good things off of Groupon.
That's great. I'm actually going to check that out tomorrow. I'm going to put it on my little calendar thing. Groupon. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? You have to save wherever you can. Mm-hmm. Every little bit helps, right?
Definitely. You definitely can. I mean, if you, especially in terms of like, you know, they have tons of classes, like you said, you know, and mm-hmm. sometimes it'd be like $15 and cooking classes. They have all kind of stuff that they offer you. And I think that's a good way without paying full price for certain
exactly.
things that you want to do. So definitely good look. I like it for certain reasons.
And for people that can't, like, you know, they do wine tasting. So say, you know, you plan maybe to travel to Spain or Italy, but you just can't do it now.
Mm-hmm.
You could always do the wine tasting for that region, you
mm-hmm.
know, just to get like a taste, you know, of like what the country and, you know, what wine. So this way when you go, you know, well, I tasted this wine and I know this wine comes from this part of Italy and that's where we're going to be traveling to. So stuff like that is fun.
That's a good idea, too. I never thought of that. Let me just say that. That's an excellent, excellent idea. Like, I plan on going to Italy never because the flight's too long, but I would love but I would definitely love to taste some of the wines from that particular region because I hear
yeah.
that they have, like, good coffee, good wine, good croissants, if I'm pronouncing it right. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I know it's not pronounced how we Americanize it. I know it's
exactly.
some type of fancy way of saying it, and I don't want to look like a jerk. But, yeah, definitely those things, we want to try them all. Yeah, so that's a good idea,
yeah.
Dawn.
Right, the wine
idea.
Tasting. Sometimes they even do cooking classes, and you could take whatever. If you want to, you know, do an Asian cooking class or an Italian, French. They have a lot of things out there. They really do. New York Magazine has, I think, their issue out for the holiday. And
mm-hmm.
they have a lot of stuff, like different museums
mm-hmm.
that you can go to, different, you know, like wine tasting or different types of food. So it's interesting. I think all
right.
that stuff is fun. I really do. It just reminds me, oh, did you ever see that movie with Diane Lane, Under the Tuscan, was it Under the Tuscan Sun?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, she just, like, buys a house in Italy, and it's a nice little movie. It makes you want to
yeah.
go to Italy. And
does.
It makes you want to drink lots of wine and eat lots of pasta.
Okay, lots of pasta, cheese, you know, things like that. But it's definitely something to look into. I mean, I'm saying that I would never go, but if I really had the golden opportunity to do so, I would definitely take that, you know, for what it's worth because I don't like to
yeah.
fly. So certain places that are, like, the things that I would love to do, I just – like kind of tune out of them because I know that my fear, unless I'm on like some heavy duty drugs, I'm not
well,
gonna make
that's
it.
What a lot of people do before they get on a flight because you have to well just not like Mr. T that used to knock him out when he used to get on the plane. Just knock you out.
So
you have to travel. Italy is amazing. Spain is amazing. I've been to Israel, Turkey, Greece, Spain. I've been to a lot of places and I want to do some more traveling and I love it. It's
that's beautiful.
Just the food, the people, and yeah, so you just got to get, you know, whatever they gave Mr. T.
Right.
You take an evening flight out of JFK, you land in Europe in the morning, and you go to your hotel, you freshen up, and voila.
Right.
There you
there
are,
you
the
go.
American in Europe.
I know, right? And it's so amazing because I have close friends that have also been because she sings in opera. So she flies back and forth all the time to Italy.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, you need to go with me. Meet me out there. I want to move there. I want to live there. And I'm just like, yeah, dude, if you didn't know me all these years to know that I only want to go 2 to 4 hours and 4 hours is pushing it. So, yeah, I need to stop limiting myself. But, you know, I like
do.
I said, that Mr. T drug, if anyone knows any doctors who write scripts, then definitely let Miss P know because I'm for it, you know.
Exactly.
I'll pay cash. No?
No,
I'll pay cash.
You need to travel. But but in the meantime, yeah, do the wine tasting, and you know what? I'll look on Groupon tomorrow, and I'll maybe you could put some on your website if we find some really good deals for wine tasting or cooking that people are interested in to give as gifts for the holidays or to take themselves. You know, they can, you know, treat themselves and a friend, and that could be that's like a nice couple gift.
No, it totally is. It totally
is.
It is. And Dawn wanted to just say that, you know, we'll find some to put on our site.
Yeah.
Meaning me and Dawn's site and the whole Intune family, not Miss P site, you know. Yeah. That's what she meant. She's tired. Long day. No.
I am.
So, Dawn, I'm not going to keep you any longer. We're going to keep them in tune for January. Tell everyone where they can find your blogs and follow you.
Me. At my name, Dawn D. Phillips, DawnDePhillips, and that's my Twitter. And if you go on that, you'll find the link to my blog about my thyroid. And I have another one called He's Just Not Into You, Who Gives a Crap. it's about dating, a lot of fun things. So thank you, everyone who is listening. And what we wanted to emphasize is, in the end, the holidays are really meant to be about love, togetherness, and wonderful memories. So I hope every one of you has an amazing holiday, and I hope all your dreams and wishes come true for the new year.
Absolutely.
And let's make it a great 2013, everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Dawn, thank you so very much
for just being
amazing. And I guess I'll see you in the new year. Is that the case?
Yep. That sounds good. I'll see you next year, kid.
I'll see you then. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. So for all those who, again, missed that, you make sure that you follow my sissy, a.k.a. Dawn DePhillips, at DawnDePhillips. Get in tunes with her ASAP. We'll be here once a month bringing you back to the basics. I'm hearing good things from people about Dawn, so I'm terribly excited that she is part of the family. Be sure to check her out. And for all the family members that are a part of making this all possible, I just want to say that I love you and I adore you all immensely, and I truly, truly mean that, because without you guys, this will not be such a fun, loving experience without you guys. So you make it all matter for me. So we're bringing in 2013 with bigger things, better concepts, great shows, awesome people, and, of course, you guys. So we love you, and we appreciate you all, too. Until tomorrow night, stay in tune. I'll be interviewing one of the OJs, which will be Walter Williams Sr. He will be on tomorrow at 6:05 p.m. Eastern. So tune in, because I am super, super, super excited to talk to Walter Williams Sr. from the OJs. I mean, for anyone who doesn't know who the OJs are, you're really living under a rock, but it's okay. It's no time like the present to get in tune. Until next time, baby, stay in tune. Good night, y'all.
I'm in tune. 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 About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 About to take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. I make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin. With a pretty light skin. Diva name is P. Show that cheated off the meter. Just as fly as she can be. Hailing from the NYC. I rep that ratchet third. TV on that other level. Nothing like the mother bird.
Not at all.
What you ain't heard? Represent your state.